Joanna, what is the reason that Epic participates in Trade Talk at the NAFB convention?
We participate because it's an opportunity for us to talk one-on-one with reporters who reach our most important demographic, which is rural communities and farmers.
Tyne, can you tell me what Monsanto, or what the reason is that Monsanto participates in the NAFB Trade Talk session?
Well, it's a great way to make connections with farm broadcasters all across the country that, you know, continue to communicate agriculture's story. And no matter what Monsanto does, that's something that we strive for. So it's a great way to get that accomplished.
So you see real value through being here and participating?
Oh, definitely value. You know, farm broadcasters are some of the greatest media to work with because they really do have a passion for what our company is all about. And so by being able to talk to them and getting interviews with them and allowing them to better understand our products, it just makes for an easier way to communicate our messages.
Steve, tell me why it is that the Certified Angus Beef Program participates in Trade Talk here.
It's a way for us to get to know farm broadcasters better, for them to get to know us and to understand what types of things we consider newsworthy and what we want to talk about.
So you find real value through the investment you make to be here?
Well, we sure do. And we've been doing this for, I think, the last 7 years, and we're never disappointed.
Elvin, why does Dairy Farmers of America participate in the NAFB Trade Talk?
This is like going to the mall for PR. And so you have an excellent opportunity to see people who make an impact out in the agriculture sector and to get, you know, something about your story and your information. It gives us a chance to put people who are good in their areas up in front of the press and the media and get that story circulated.
So you feel then like the investment to be here is worthwhile?
I certainly think the investment to be here is worthwhile. It gives you a chance, again, to meet media contacts. And, of course, the mark of that is in, you know, 3 months from now, 6 months from now, you call me back and you say, hey, I talked to you at Trade Talk. We talked about this particular issue. What's changed? Or in my particular area, there's a new regulatory issue. People are asking me, and I know you know something about it. And so all of a sudden on the air, there's DFA. There is, you know, price discovery, what's new, and this is a great way to do that.
Sally, if you would, tell me why it is that FMC participates in Trade Talk.
Well, we just think it's a really valuable event. It gives us a wonderful opportunity to see all of our farm broadcaster friends within the space of a couple of days.
In other words, you see some real value in the investment you make for this.
Oh, absolutely. We see a great deal of return for our investment.
So, Gene, why is it that New Holland participates in the NAFB Trade Talk?
Well, I think it's one of the best ways to get your message out and be centrally located where somebody can come and find you and not have to chase you down in the hallway, which was done years and years and years ago. I was a full supporter of starting the Trade Talk, I think, the year that Mark Vail was the person in charge of putting together the activities, and he used me as, and a lot of other people, I'm sure, as a focus group of how we would feel about that. Because at that time, you know, we were setting up room in some places, grabbing people out of meetings, or not we, but the media. And this way, we're all in one location. You can come to one room. You can get all the interviews you need. You get a chance to set supplies out. And it's a great place for just meeting, talking, having conversations, people that don't see each other except maybe once a year at the show here. So I think it's a winner, and I'll be kept going.
So you see real value in the investment of doing this?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't.